St. John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Dear friends in Christ, there stands one among you this very day. And by God's grace, you do know Him. The very Lamb of God sacrificed for the sin of the world. Sacrificed, but also risen again. He lives to never die again, and He is alive to be with you, to comfort you, and strengthen you. He stands among you. By God's grace, you do know Him. For you have been baptized into His death and resurrection. You've been partaking of His true body and blood, given and shed for you for the remission of all your sin. You've been hearing His word often. The Word of God, the very bread from heaven, the bread of life. For Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And that continues to feed and sustain your eternal soul, to keep you in that saving faith, to keep that faith in you alive and healthy as His Spirit continues to work through that word that you hear, that bread of life. So no matter how much our physical health fails, the Word of God never fails to strengthen us where it matters the most, in our eternal soul. Unfortunately, the Pharisees did not know Christ. John said that clearly. After John told the Pharisees that he, John, was not the Christ, then he told them plainly, there stands one among you. He's among you. And you don't know Him. The Pharisees were unwilling to confess their sins, unwilling to let Jesus take their sins away. For why would they need to know this Jesus when they believed truly they were holy? They were upright. They were good people. Don't you know? They said long prayers. They fasted often, more often, in fact, than what the Old Testament law required. They even tithed, gave their 10% on their spices. Not required. And they always seemed to get the last word. If anything, Jesus needed to know them. If anything, Jesus needed to learn from them. For they were holy children of Abraham. So they thought. But Jesus is the very Lamb of God that takes away our sin. And so a big part of knowing Jesus is also knowing that we are sinners, completely and incapable of saving ourselves. Above all, we need to know the Savior, the very Lamb of God who takes away our sin. In the parable of the 10 virgins we studied not long ago, what was it that the groom said to those unprepared virgins, those with no oil for their lamps? They said to Him, Lord, Lord, open to us. Let us into the celebration. And He responded to them, Verily I say unto you, I don't know you. And the doors were shut for all eternity. And so, what is more important than knowing our Savior now? Not at a later date that might not even exist. We need to know the Savior now and continue to know Him. There standeth one among you, the very Lamb of God, and He is for you, not against you. He is even in you. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you, dwelling in your heart and soul by His Word, by His sacraments, to comfort you and assure you your sins are taken away. There's no question about it. There's no reason to doubt it. Christ surely lived and died and rose again. And that must mean that the Father accepted His sacrifice, the sacrifice of the one Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, even the cruelest sins of the most hardened sinners, all taken away. If only more believed it and took it to heart, because not one soul needs to perish. For whoever believes in Christ will not perish, but have everlasting life. He came not to condemn, but to save. And so here we are once again, this fourth Sunday in Advent, just a few days away from Christmas. And again, it must seem so strange to the world how we prepare for Christmas instead of Santa Claus. Here we are talking again about John the Baptist, the message of repentance. Prepare the way of the Lord. Instead of the baby Jesus, we're talking about the adult Jesus, to which John points and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away our sin." But isn't this exactly the time when we need Advent the most? When no one can seem to get their mind off of earthly wealth and treasure and presents, Christmas presents, when people are even willing to injure each other to get first dibs on the best deals at the store. I gotta have my flat screen TV. Maybe not in this specific way, but we must confess that we find that our hearts too are so willing to go along with the ways of the world. And so here comes John saying, prepare ye for the Lord. Our hearts must be ready. John is that voice crying in the wilderness, begging people to take heed. This life, the things in this life, are not forever. Christ is coming again, and we must be ready. He says, "Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain." Sounds an awful lot like landscaping, yet it isn't truly the terrain that needs to be landscaped. It isn't our backyard that needs to be dug up, or that highway, that bumpy highway we wish could be smoothed out. John is talking about the terrain of our heart. It's not an easy truth to face, but we all need to change. We all need to cast out whatever offends our holy God. We all need to alter our behavior on a daily basis, for we all say, do, and even just think things that are not right. We must remember that sin always begins with a thought. David's sin, his adultery, began with a thought. I'd really like to have this woman that wasn't his. And that thought wasn't altered until it was too late. Yet one stands among us, one stands among you, and he is the very Lamb of God. And he takes away our sin. To know him is to know everything that we need. To know him is to know freedom from our sin of thought, word, and deed. We don't need to cling to any sin. We don't have to be controlled by any sin. For if the Son shall make you free, you will be free indeed. To know Christ is to know everything that we need to be saved. Many want to claim that we haven't gotten there yet. There's got to be something more. We got to do some more special good works. Or many say that we have to go to purgatory to have our sins taken away. But no, Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the whole world. To know him, to know Christ, is to know everything that we need. So may we then continue to know him, to believe in him as the complete Savior, for he says all things are now ready. Simply believe and be saved. May we continue to heed the message of John the Baptist, prepare the way of the Lord. We prepare by turning from our sin, by the aid of God's Spirit. We don't do it alone. Christ is there standing among us to be with us, to help us every step of the way. We prepare that Christ may once again come and enter our heart, be born in us once again. May we all have a very Merry Christmas by knowing Christ, by continuing to know him. For he is the very Lamb of God who takes away our sin. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.